Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 461 for Monday, July 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, retreating from last week's highs as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was $1 to $6 lower, the November contract down $4.50 at $529 per ton. Weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest reportedly showed some improvement over the weekend, and that accounted for some of the weakness in beans and resulting selling pressure in canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight. The general sense of uncertainty in the global economic markets following the Greek referendum vote over the weekend was also casting a bearish tone over the commodity markets in general. However, the Canadian dollar was also weaker Monday morning, and that did lend some support to canola. Ongoing concerns over hot and dry weather conditions across a large portion of the Canadian prairies also continued to underpin the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down as activity in the U.S. resumed after the three-day Independence Day long weekend. A stronger tone in the U.S. dollar, which was rallying in reaction to the news out of Greece, did put pressure on all three commodities as the rising currency will cut into international export demand. Soybeans were down 7 to 16 cents, the November contract down 16 at 10.14 per bushel. Speculative profit-taking following last week's rally did contribute to the early selling pressure in beans. Improving weather conditions across the Midwest were also bearish, with forecasts looking a bit drier. Increased farmer selling after last week's gains did add to the softer tone in beans. For corn, prices were down 2 to 6 cents, the September contract down 6 at 4.22 per bushel. Improving Midwestern weather, the stronger U.S. dollar, declines in crude oil, and an uptick in farmer selling all weighed on prices. Wheat, it's down 2 to 8 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 7 at 5.83 per bushel. Drier weather in parts of the Midwest over the weekend allowed U.S. farmers to resume winter wheat harvest operations in some areas. Conditions were also said to be improving in other wheat-growing regions of the world. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.